This is Mark Steiner, and here we are at the Theater Project, and we are going to talk about a production coming up here this week at the Theater Project. An old colleague and friend, two old colleagues and friends, well, either one really old, but they're colleagues and friends, are doing this production this weekend. Keith Snipes is here, who does incredible work in acting. You've seen him at Morgan State University in the theater department. He's done his one-man Malcolm show. He's done his one-man Martin Luther King show. He's got both sides of it going. Donna Jacobs, district director of the Full Circle Dance Company. It used to be on Morton Street. Now it's over by Meadow Mill. Here at the Theater Project and this production called Moving Passages. And welcome. Good to have you both. Well, I'm with you, actually, in your space.
Thank you, Mark.
Nice to be in this space. It's so home.
What's the genesis of this production? Where do we go first?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think we were working on parallel tracks. Keith was doing his thing, writing and observing the world. And we were back in our studio conceiving what next to do and decided to do a concert based on text and the written word. I, as one of the choreographers, there are a number of pieces in this concert over the next 3 days, and I was trying to decide what to do. In the meantime, you know, God is good. Keith calls and says, I want you to hear something. And I'm thinking he wants me to do choreography. He just wanted me to listen to the politics and social expression of what he had to say. And when I heard it, it was powerfully moving to me. And immediately I saw dance. And I said, Keith, I don't know that you know what my next project is. Let's talk. And we did.
And then I came into Donna's space and saw all of these beautiful dancers moving around to the piece that I had written, which in and of itself is was just an incredible experience to see for the first time. I never imagined it to dance, but Donna and her vision did in fact see that. So here we are in this space about to collaborate and bring this thing to fruition.
Well, talk about the piece. What is this piece?
This piece is it's called A Stone of Hope for a Better Tomorrow, and I was inspired to do this piece after my first visit to the MLK Memorial. And in addition to that, just being a student of sorts of Dr. King's and trying to get into the depth of what he stood for and so I thought about what would he say if he were standing here at the foot of this memorial. First of all, would he want to be memorialized?
Right.
You know, that's the first question that came to mind. So one of the things that came to mind for me was when he talked about the Nobel Peace Prize, when he said, tell them not to mention I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That's not important. So I took that and sort of extrapolated from that point, that sentiment, and thought, what would he think of the memorial? And I think he would want to share it with the world and make it plausible in terms of his legacy as opposed to his own individual adulation and you know, look at what I did. That is not the person that I know him to be. So that's essentially what the piece is about. It's about carrying on Dr. King's legacy and making it really, really unfold into the massive dream that he attempted to articulate on the Mall that day.
And so how do you interpret that with dance? Tell us about that.
There are some words that Keith says that are so important. He talked to me about a charge, what the monument charges us to do. He talked about inspiration, that we're supposed to look at it and take from it an inspiration, and we're supposed to move out into the world and do something constructive for others. Well, we can convey wonderful things through the art of dance. Now, it's in the eye of the beholder. I have my own interpretation, and I decide what movement I'd like the dancers to do. They overlay their artistry on it, and then we deliver messages on multiple levels, and the audience will take what it gets. So do you get the literal interpretation? Do you get the artistic interpretation? Are you just looking at the beauty of the dance? So there are themes that we use throughout to convey what it is that they have here. I feel grateful that this Moving Passages this weekend is part two. And we reserved this particular piece to show with this set of dances this week because of the inauguration, because of the commemoration of Dr. King's birth. So we're happy to do it at this point.
Well, talk a bit about this collaboration. How did it work? I mean, and it will give us a sense of just how that evolves. I mean, you wrote the piece, right, Keith? I mean, the words. Mm-hmm. And so then you heard him perform?
No, he brought me a CD to hear. And we huddled. We were in the studio. There was music going on. And I put my ear up to his earphones and just listened. Closed my eyes, and I saw things. He didn't know what I was listening to. He didn't know what I was thinking at the time. And I said, Keith, I see movement here. I think we should do this. And he said, okay. And he gave me a CD, and we went to work. That's
it. I remember that moment.
So you didn't go to Donna and think this was going to be a dance piece.
I did not. I mean, you know, I respect Donna and not only her artistic vision, but her intellectual heft. And that's why I wanted her to hear it. But thank God she saw something more than I did. And consequently, here we are. But I think that explains the collaboration. I came in and saw what she had been able to do with the words that I'd written, and looking forward to this exciting collaboration.
So here we are in the space. We're at the Theater Project, which is where this is going to be performed this weekend, right? And it's this great kind of black box space, mm-hmm. built for dancers.
That's a great description.
It is.
Right? And so this is the sense. So here we are in the space, and there's this great seating that goes up. So there's not a bad seat in the house, really. Mm-hmm. It's a very intimate little space. So talk about what we're going to see here. I mean, what is – so we're sitting on the floor. So what – can you – I know you can't – we can't watch you or your dancers dance because it's just you right now. But, but I mean, so Keith, you're going to perform your piece and then –
I think what we're going to see, Mark, is obviously the words are going to be interpreted in movement, but the words are also going to be present. So what I am going to do with the support of these beautiful dancers is attempt to have a convert, not necessarily a conversation, but a conversational monologue with the audience, because I think what's most significant is that the point be made. You know, I think what's most significant, the artistry is beautiful. The collaboration is unique, but the point is the point. You know, so I'm hoping that we'll be able to convey that point, and when people leave here, they will look at the memorial in a different light. Those who are not looking at it like that already. I'm not assuming everybody walked away and did nothing, but those who are not looking at it like that already, I'm hoping when they leave here, after we do what we're going to do, that they'll see it in a different light.
We really intend to leave the audience inspired. So you'll see this piece, of course, but there's a piece written inspired by Edgar Allan Poe.
In
this concert. There are 11 pieces that will be shown over the 3 days. This is one of those. And so there's a different construct each night. So there's a different concert every day. But it's a multitude of pieces, and this is one that is premiering this weekend. So there's Poe, there's Shakespeare, there's writings. There's a piece inspired by writings that are in social media now. A piece inspired by, there's some Jill Scott work. There are a number of things. The Jill Scott work is part of, it's a tripod piece. It was really inspired by writings about women and gender studies and some of the struggles that women have in their lives across the world. Mm. And so there are three different sections there.
So this, all these things are going to be this weekend?
They are all this weekend. So each night is a concert of between 7 to 9 pieces, and this is one of them.
So and each night, so 7 to 9 pieces is the same piece will be played every night?
Not exactly. Not exactly. There are 11 pieces, and they're in different orders or a different constellation of them over 3 days.
And so the piece you wrote
is every night.
Is every night.
Mm-hmm. That will be the finale. for each night, and you know, it's just, if I might say this, that it's good to be in the company of Shakespeare and Poe and Jill and Angelica and, you know, others who were inspired to write and convey what I think are messages to humanity, you know?
So will you be voicing all of them?
No.
You'll be voicing the King piece.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll be voicing the King piece.
So he mentioned Angelica. She's one of the dancers, as is Hope Byers. They have written their own material about their own experiences, and their works are quite compelling. Angelica actually has self-published a book, and the first piece, Friday Night, is about her work. So it's interesting. It's all interesting. It's very diverse, very different.
Mm-hmm. So when you two, when you delivered the CD about your work with Martin, you, Donna, had already been working on this piece, these other pieces?
He brought me the CD to listen, and then he gave me a copy, and I disappeared for a while. And I called him. I said, Keith, I think you probably have thought that I have forgotten about this. I haven't. I've been ruminating on it, thinking about it. And after the 1st of January, I need you to come into the studio, and we need to now begin to work together. So he had no idea what to expect.
By that time, she had, Donna had put it together with a beautiful piece of music that we won't mention. Folks will need to come and see it to get that nice surprise. But she had put it together with some music. And so the first thing I did was listen to the music that she had selected for it. And it just added so much more to that vision, you know. I think this was meant to be.
I think it was meant to be, too.
Part of what I had to do in that time where I said I disappeared was figure out what's the theme that I need to additionally pull out of what Keith had given us, and how can I find music that helps develop that theme. I'm not going to give it away. You have to come and see what it is that we
have. Give us a little teasing inkling?
No, that's enough. That's enough.
Well, we should do that. So it's, let me get, see if we have this straight. Friday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m., Saturday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, January 27th at 5:30 p.m. It's public radio. We can't talk exact prices, but it's not expensive.
Right.
So we can say that, right? And do you want to go to theaterproject.org for tickets or 410-752-8558, right?
Right.
For these tickets for moving passages. We will see Donna Jacobs in her Full Circle Dance Company, and Keith Snipes and his piece on Martin and the Monument here at Theater Project this weekend. We shouldn't miss it. Thank you all for letting us take time with the two of you.
Thank you so much, Martin.
It's great.
What you just heard was the interview I did this morning at the Theater Project with Donna Jacobs, who is the artistic director of the Full Circle Dance Company, and Keith Snipes, an actor and orator in our community and around the country. You can check out their play Moving Passages this weekend, as we just said, the Baltimore Theater Project. We're going to take a brief break now, and we come back. Of course, we hit traffic, but then we jump into a brand new edition of Soundbites. Don't go away. Back in just minutes.